Part 4. Robin, what you really want to know is why I stopped having sex with you. Ron, which one of us? Robin, doesn't matter to me. You are the same. Ken, why? Robin, after you fucked me, I felt alone. I felt like you went somewhere else. But if I didn't fuck you, you were right there, wishing and hoping, sometimes like a little boy. I preferred that to the feeling that you were somewhere else. Ron, you didn't care what it did to me? Robin, I cared that you finally understood how alone you left me feeling. I liked it. Ken, I'll let you go. Robin, I knew that you would say that. Ron, how did you know? Robin, because he understands, and in some places he empathizes, because he has been told that he was not actually real either. Ken, I didn't believe it. Robin, we all know that's a lie. It was one of the primary reasons that you can envision yourself as a character. Hence, Ron. Ron, why insult me? Robin, you are the character Figment at Disney World. Ken, I learned how to be real. Robin, and then you created him. Ken, yes, I created Ron, but I want to peel you back like an onion. Robin, do you promise to kill me when you're done? Ken, no. Robin, then I won't allow you to peel me. Ken, how can you stop me? Robin, even a creature of imagination has some boundaries. Ken, explain to me. Even your creations can keep things from you. Ken, there was that Ingmar Bergman film, Hour of the Wolf. Robin, smiling. The creations ripped the creator apart. Ken, is that what you want? Robin, it depends upon the options. Maybe you should just stop and live your life. Ken, maybe this is me living my life. Robin, then live it. Commit to us, totally. Ken, is that what you want? Robin, it's what I know you won't do. Who's peeling whom? Inspective pause and a predatory approach. How does this peel feel? A real author would have created distinct characters and given them lives and worked out issues through them. But not you. You couldn't be bothered with that. And so now here you are, and you are still acting like it's our fault. Ken, just like I'm not a real person, yes? What makes real, Robin? Robin, the way that you have your world set up, you do. But none of it feels real anymore, and neither do you. I've seen what you do in your dreams, the way that you manipulate all of us to say exactly what you want to hear. Ken, if you can see that, then I am pretty vulnerable to you as well. Robin, no. Your curse is that you become vulnerable to no one. Take the step, Ken. This world has nothing more to show you. Do you enjoy being peeled? The scene goes dark. There is a long pause. The lights come back up. Ron is standing and Ken and Marjorie are sitting across from each other, her in a fan-back chair, and Ken on an overstuffed couch. Ron, I know there was this moment, or moments, and for you, they became eternal. But that doesn't mean that it happened that way for everyone involved. The difference between the ephemeral and the eternal is fragile and subjective. A passing, forgotten moment for one is a constant beacon for another. Marjorie, sometimes you just deserve honest answers. Ron, sometimes they aren't there. Marjorie, and that means that a person should just stop looking and stop asking? Ron, that means that it would be better for a person if she could do that. Ken, what is better and what is possible are sometimes different. Robin, you can't just drag your past around like rocks in a sack. Ron, they don't weigh any less if you pulverize them. That limits the options. Robin, yeah, you let go. Marjorie shakes her head and, sadly, disappears. Ken, and just exactly what is your best advice on how to accomplish that? Denial? Or let's see, you could feign forgetfulness until it becomes real? Robin, you need it all to be about you. Ron, isn't that what women sometimes crave? To be able to tell a man that he's wanted it all about him, and deny that it is the woman who sets the agenda of what it is about. That's a dirty little secret that you aren't supposed to talk about. Ron, I need to ask. Then understand that you won't like the answer. Understand that a woman knows each and everything that she has done for you, but she won't tell you because she does not wish to be exposed as someone who has kept track. You are more transparent and easier to expose. But if her keeping track is kept secret, she retains the power of it. And if you should point out, she will ask incredulously if you really think that she keeps track. Robin, you've become very cynical. Ken, I've just learned. Does that create cynicism? Robin, perhaps for you it does. Ken, I don't know. I created Ron to long for you and desire you to be with him. I created you knowing that that would not happen. I never granted him that to him until I created the tempo of experience. And even though he's not acting like it tonight, it is in that world that he is happy. Robin, but even then, you couldn't leave me out of it. I want to end this conversation and also give you what you search for. You fell in love with the story of your life, but I didn't. You were obsessed, first by me, then by your past. You called it love, but it was obsession. Ken, I felt like I was creating something special. Robin, just for you and a few others, turns her back to Ken and says to Ron, there is one thing I will do with you. Ron, can you? Robin, can you do it? They take each other's hand. Ron looks into her eyes and says, I don't want to go. The scene goes dark.